Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. The member for Toowoomba North has cautioned against rushing to change place names in the Toowoomba region. Speaking in Parliament about the proposed land and other legislation amendment bill, which looks to reduce consultation on changing the names of things like parks and landmarks, Trevor Watt says rushing to rename a place like Tabletop Mountain in Toowoomba without making sure it's done properly could lead to confusion for services like helicopter rescue.
For me, the issue around place names is not so much that we shouldn't be looking at some of these names. I mean, for example, in Toowoomba, we have Tabletop, referred to locally as Miwa. And I don't think anybody has any strong objections to having the discussion about naming it Miwa.
Meanwhile, the Housing Availability and Affordability Bill has passed through Parliament, which establishes a dedicated development team aimed at building more homes faster. The Miles government says the legislation is critical for delivering its Home for Queenslanders plan aimed at tackling the housing crisis. We'll stay on housing, and as if the rental market wasn't tough enough, the Real Estate Institute of Queensland has confirmed that Darling Downs agents may lean towards choosing applicants who physically attend rental inspections. They often are scheduled for midweek and midday times, making it difficult for workers. REIQ CEO Antonio Mercarella says agents are concerned people who haven't seen the property could be dissatisfied and later create disputes.
It would be fair to say that people who attend the property in person, there may be a tendency to favour them, and that may even happen potentially at a subconscious level.
And finally, the Australian Dental Association of Queensland is once again spruiking water fluoridation, saying it's the key to tackling the state's deteriorating oral health. It comes as several local government areas across southern Queensland have not fluoridated drinking water since it became their responsibility to do so in 2012. President Jay Shing says Queensland's oral health is suffering while fluoride offers a safe solution. And that's all your southern Queensland local news for now.